You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Well, hey, folks, this is your host, Ricky Brulee. This is the Range Podcast. I'm here with Hollywood. He was able to poke his head in here. And this is our segment of Shiny Objects. We're here with Mr. Charles Dussman, a.k.a. the Turkey Whisperer. If you didn't hear the previous episode with him, make sure you head back over there and give that one a listen. It's a great episode talking about the hits, the misses, and just family and perseverance. And so it's a great conversation. Make sure you head back and check that out. Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brulee, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the archery range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
So, Charles, what is your shiny object?
My shiny object... As I sit now, I have two shiny objects, and that's my son in his last football season for college, and then the other one would be my daughter graduating May 11th. Yeah. I'm super proud of all my kids, but, you know, my daughter was on the dean's list for the last 2 years straight. Mm-hmm. She won an up and coming. They gave one to a junior and one to a senior, and she was picked last year as a junior, like student of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's just crushing it. Yeah. Even though I hate that fucking school.
Bison.
I hated them before Hunter even thought about playing college football. So, but anyways, yeah, she's been crushing it. She'll find out here shortly if she gets into her master's. And then just the journey that Hunter's put us on, I think it's going to be a very emotional year. Mm-hmm. You know, especially that last home game. I can't explain what it feels like to have your kid be a two-time national champion.
Yeah.
You know? And this last championship game, probably his best game ever in his career.
Yeah.
You know, he held that phenom punt returner to 6 yards. And, yeah, he's a different breed, mm-hmm. that kid.
Yeah.
He's 1% of the 1%.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a drive that and a motor that just doesn't freaking ever go in neutral. Mm-hmm. He's always going.
Yeah, and for the listeners too, just in case they didn't have a chance to listen to the previous episode. So, your son Hunter, he does all aspects of kicking for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Two-time national champion.
Yeah. The last 2 years, and now he's going into, now this will be his fourth year.
No, fifth.
Fifth year.
Fifth year. Okay. COVID year didn't count.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Yeah. He chose to go back. I think he got some NIL money out of the deal, which, I mean, that's a whole different animal there.
What is NIL?
Name, image, and likeness. So he has an NIL deal with a restaurant in Brookings. He's got his own sandwich.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Yep. He gets paid every time somebody orders that sandwich.
That's so cool.
That's pretty wild.
And then the other one is with another sports bar. I don't know how much they paid him up front, mm-hmm. but he gets like $500 gift cards. All he's got to do is eat there, throw it on Instagram. Easy money.
Yeah.
Wow.
You That's know? Cool.
So
good That's for him. Sweet.
And the sandwich is good.
Yeah.
I've had it. So.
Really? I can't imagine you wouldn't.
Right?
I picture you jumping into your truck and just driving through the night to get there to have it.
Yeah.
And come straight back home.
Well, I tell you what, my wife and I both work two jobs, and I'm like, how are we so freaking strapped? We're working twice as hard. We have no kids in the house, but we got two kids in college. The other one's up in Bemidji. She's starting this fall, and it's like,
holy cow.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a full empty house.
That sounds like and a very empty wallet to go along with that. But
yeah.
I wouldn't trade any amount of money or even any amount of birds. Mm-hmm. I would not trade the journey that Hunter and my daughters are on. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully my other daughter comes back and hunts with me. So
yeah.
If not, I'm going to be a pissed off papa. So don't take my time away. But yeah, it's, I would say those two are my shiny objects.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are good shiny objects.
Oh dude, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. One last ride. It's pretty sweet. It'd be awesome to watch that.
Yeah.
With Hunter anyway. And then, your other daughter graduating. That's crazy. I remember being in those shoes years ago. It's just like, oh man, life gets real.
Well, Hunter's actually walking.
Oh yes.
This year.
Yep.
And I think once he's done with football, he's done. So he'll have his degree, but he's walking May 4th. Then my daughter graduates May 11th. And then we got to go to the Dells for a week. And I'm like, you are totally dicking out my whole month of May and my turkey hunting. I love you guys, but come on, man.
Gee. I forgot May is still part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Miss a couple of times, right? You got to make up for May.
Yeah.
You're going to be done Wednesday morning.
That's the hope. I mean, no, whether it's public or private.
It'll be – you're coming with me.
Make sure you start practicing from a seated position.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 yards. I'll make sure to get it. I mean, our 3D league, shout out to the pro shop, we've had some 5-yard shots. So
well,
I know exactly where to put the sight at, so I'm good.
I put the decoys – in between 8 and 10 yards, 13 Perfect. Steps from the blind.
Perfect.
So
that's nice and easy.
It'll be an easy shot.
As long as they're not doing this whole thing, as I found out the first year,
yeah,
jumping up and down on the decoys. It's like, oh my Lord, is that hard to freaking pin?
Do not shoot my decoys either.
What you running?
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Dave Smith or what?
Or
all Avion X.
Okay.
Or punt them like I did that one in South Dakota.
Ruin it.
Oh man, I got so mad. I just ran out and punted that thing and broke it. I'm like, it's one of those things where you're like, why did I do that? God dang it, I just wrecked a decoy.
I have every broadhead under the sun right now. I don't know what I'm going to be using. Fixed, mechanical, I don't know. Is there a brand in your blind that's like, you know, I got to go get real quick?
I use a Rage.
Oh man.
Do the Grim Reaper Whitetail Special.
Yeah.
Do we have those, the 2-inch?
Jeremiah just bought them. He just bought the last pack.
I might have some.
I've got the hybrids.
The micro hybrid.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's what I killed mine with.
Used Magnus.
I shot mine with a Magnus.
Yeah, that's what I've shot my last two with.
And that was a fixed blade.
Yep.
Which is, I don't know why I did that. In retrospect, I'm not really
for
sure.
For Johnny.
Probably. Yeah. But it worked. Did the job.
I mean, it worked.
Ripped that thing's
I've got some micro hybrids though, and some fatal steels, but the fatal steel is a little bit smaller, I think, than that Whitetail Special. So
just make sure you practice, man.
3D shoot on Sunday.
Shoot them up. Get it
and
done.
And that will be my shiny object as well. Yeah, so my shiny object right now is just focusing on, I mean, yeah, we got turkey opener on Wednesday, and then Sunday, I'm probably going to, we'll see if Luke and Caitlin are going to go, but usually we shoot at Rapids Archery. They have a 3D shoot, pretty big one. Trying to remember how many targets, maybe it's 50, but it's a fun shoot. It's not very far distance at all, but at least make sure, that's the biggest thing, is like making sure my sight tape is on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've been running, you know, 40 yards in here, which should be fine, but just make sure the arrows are still flying good. Yeah.
No, you shoot a single pin?
It's a double stack like from HHA. Okay, so kind of a single pin, but, yeah, still got a second pin sitting down there for 40 yards.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's the plans kind of right now. Just ready for the weekend, and I'll be – having to stop over at their broadhead range and make sure whatever broadhead I am using is flying straight. So, you know, I think we've said it like every year, every season so far on the podcast. It's like, you know, we're never prepared. We just 2 days before, but we tell everyone else, you know, please prepare right now.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you. Cause like, I feel like I feel bad telling you that, but I know that I need somebody to tell me. Like,
practice,
make sure everything is dialed in before you go out, you know, just because I mean, and I don't, you know, I used to shoot my bow probably daily, you know, so it was like I didn't have to think about it, you know, it was just, but now I'll go weeks without shooting it, so I got to make sure that I get it, you know, all geared up and ready to go and shooting everything that you need. Even like we were talking about one of my misses too, you know, and it's like, I didn't practice with my face mask on, none of that stuff, you know, and it was cold that morning too, you know, so just trying to kind of put yourself in that, those conditions to make sure.
It makes a huge difference. Having that face mask, like you can't really get your anchor point. It changes everything. So that's a good call there. I think this year I'm going to change it up. Last couple of years, I'll rock, like, you know, these jeans, and that's about it. I think this year I'm actually going to wear some warm stuff, so I'm comfortable for once.
Camo on top, black hoodie underneath.
Yep, yeah, and that one I got when I actually shot my bird last year. Still forgot the thermocell, but I did have bug spray. It's like it's just been a learning progress. But yeah, this year I'll have warm stuff because the last couple of years
Thermocell, whoever invented that needs to win the freaking golden
Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a great invention if you remember it. I was looking at the pads this morning actually. I'm like, glad I got the fuel here, the pads here. No idea where the thermocell it is itself.
I got like six thermocells, and I didn't bring it out to the blind. I kept forgetting it.
Mine goes right on my vest,
and it was awful.
Yeah,
it was. They were swarming. It was terrible. But
it's one of the worst.
What day is that 3D shoot? It's not this weekend, but the weekend after.
No, it's this weekend. It's on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm gonna go down the path of similar to Charles too. Right now, the kids. Coda is just he's a basketball star. He just got picked up by Hopkins, which is awesome, but it's a hour and 52 minute drive every day.
Can I cut you off there for a second, Rick?
Yeah.
In 4 years of college football, my wife and I have traveled over 40,000 miles to watch our son play football. 40,000.
You've been just waiting to say that too, haven't you? Because I've been whining about it. And in retrospect too, it's not my wife is the one who has to do most of the driving, so I shouldn't complain too much.
Bless her.
But no, super proud of him. I mean, he is like he just started, you know, 2 years ago, and he's been going to MBT like a couple times a week, and those coaches are just accelerating his ability unbelievably. And I don't want to give all the credit to the coaches too, because he's been working. He's been working hard. Like when he first started playing, it was just he was kind of real lackadaisical about it and just kind of bobbing around the court and stuff. And I was initially thinking in my head, like, man, I don't know if this is going to be for him. You know, he just didn't seem to have the drive. But, man, did he – I think as soon as he started to see that he had the ability to do it, and all of a sudden you just see this kid coming out and he's looking pro. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Just his –
oh, I know.
Just the way he goes to the net and the way he works and the moves that he has and, you know, between the legs and, you know, behind the back and just – and all – it's just crazy. Like, his ability has just exploded. And then this past year – his team, he was playing for Roseville and they won the championship, and he was titled Mr. Three-Pointer in the game because he sunk a handful of three-pointers.
Nice.
Like, just, you know, he is so hyper-focused and he's doing such an amazing job. It's really really been fun to watch.
Keep feeding that passion, man.
Yeah, so that's been pretty cool. And then now my daughter, Emma, she's starting skateboarding. And so that's kind of cool too, you know. She showed an interest, and then and so I started taking her to the local skate park, and then I would skateboard, and she would kind of cruise around on her little Strider bike. She likes the Strider bike, like going up and down the ramps and stuff. So we just had her first lesson yesterday, and she thought she was taking the bike, and I was like, well, no, this is a skateboard lesson, and she didn't really want anything to do with the skateboarding thing. And so I was like, well, we'll just, you know, we'll watch and stuff. And the coach was a younger kid, real good kid. You know, he tried, but, you know, it got to the point where I was just like, she kept hiding, you know, behind me and stuff. And I was just like, well, I think we'll just watch for now. And he kept trying, but we'll see how that goes. You know, she says, when I asked her yesterday, I was like, well, is it something that you want to do, or do you? And she was like, yeah, maybe when I'm older. So I don't know. So maybe we have to kind of, you know, curb it for now. Cause by all means, I do not want to put pressure on her and scare her off, you know? And again, if it's not something she wants to do, she doesn't have to do it. I just think it would be really cool for us to, you know, something to do together.
Right.
But if she doesn't want to do it, that's cool too. Maybe she'll be a biker, or who knows? Cause it was shocking to me though, because she has no problems. She'll jump off anything. She'll climb and jump off everything. But she was like too scared to get on the skateboard. So we'll see how that goes. But it's been fun. She's getting to that age now where it's just like, we can do a lot more together. You know, the weather's getting nicer. We're coming out of the winter depression and so getting outside and doing all kinds of stuff. That's been fun. So that's my shiny object.
Do you think you're going to bring her back next week?
No.
Just to try?
Nope. No.
That's a heck no. Stay well, steer clear.
Well, because we got a free session. And then it's, you know, then we can start paying after that, which is awesome that they do a free session too, because, you know, just to see if it's something that they like. And there was the cutest little girl. She just turned 3 and her name was Ruby. And she was jumping on that skateboard and she was hitting the ramps and stuff. And I was like, I was like, okay, if Emma just sees that, you know, that'll get her kind of pumped up. But she still was just, you know, she just wanted to run around, and her and this little girl, Ruby, were kind of running around, kind of became friends. And then I started thinking, you know, maybe that's the ticket, you know what I mean? But then this place is way down in Hopkins or Edina. And so that was a little bit of a haul too. So I want to try to see if I can find something a little closer, but it was good to see kind of the progression that the coach does. So now I kind of know what to do. Cause when I learned, I just jumped on a skateboard and cracked my head a few hundred times till I figured it out, you know? And so I never really knew that there was like a good progression to teach kids to get them more proficient in it without hurting themselves. So now that I've seen that, I can probably do some of the coaching on my own, but I do want to start bringing her back again if it's something that she wants to do, but I'm not going to force it.
She might be a 2-wheel drive girl.
Yeah. And I'm especially not going to drive 45 minutes down there to sit and watch a coach do stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
no way.
So that's my shiny object. So
I'll enjoy those shiny objects because they grow up quick.
Yes, I know. It's flying. It's crazy. It's craziness.
So. I'm the youngest one here. I'm going to say, yep, I do.
I did. You did.
I grew up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all happened really fast. So.
Yep.
All right, folks. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. If you want to find the Range Podcast on Facebook or Instagram, you can find us there. Also, make sure you look up Vapor Trail and Stokerized on our social channels. Hollywood, if people want to look you up, where can they find you?
Underneath a Rock. Jake Ivy3 on Instagram and Jake Iverson on Facebook. Hollywood in the quotes.
Excellent. What about you, Charles? What if somebody wants to shoot you a question about turkey hunting?
The Instagram is Gobblegetter.
Gobblegetter.
That's not the most fitting one.
Gobble underscore awesome. Getter.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So make sure you head over there, look him up, and then you can also, you know, kind of follow along too to see what's going on with Hunter. He's a rock star. That kid is going to do a lot of good things in life. So
he's on a good path.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to find the video version of this episode, you can look us up on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Make sure you give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And with that,
we're going to pack up our bows and go shoot some 3D. Peace.
And hopefully some turkeys.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerized branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.